Good evening, my fellow law enforcement brothers and sisters. I'm here to bring you some more tips from my two-day course, Becoming a Street Smart Cop and Proactive Patrol. Today, I'm going to talk about a little bit more. We're going to continue from yesterday about hindering apprehension and trying to figure out who people are and what kind of tips and tricks you can use to figure out who somebody is. So I'm going to just take two slides from my presentation. I'm just going to go over what you guys hear for the next few minutes. So next time when you go out there and you run into this situation, you'll know how to approach it correctly and what you can do. Now, there is case law associated with a lot of this stuff, but I can't give you that all in a few minutes here on Facebook. So I'm going to give you this stuff. All right. Now, questions to ask somebody when they have no ID. First, always on a motor vehicle stop, you must always separate your passenger from your driver. If you are uncomfortable with asking somebody to step out of the car and away from the earshot of passengers in the car, you are never going to succeed in this game of motor vehicle stops and interdicting crime, drugs, wanted people, stolen items, whatever it may be. You must get comfortable with asking people out of the car. Want to know how? Come to the two-day course. All right, it's coming up March 20. Let's see what we have here. March 27th, 28th, Monmouth County Police Academy, my next one. And again, we'll be looking to expand, go international. We have plans for that in the works. But let's talk about this. Always separate the passenger or vice versa from the driver. Here's what you start with. What's your name? Have them spell it. Did they seem like they didn't know how to spell their name? Did they spell it wrong? Did you have somebody spell John, J-H-O-N, and then recorrected themselves? Guess what? More than likely, you have somebody who is lying about who they are. It's not your fault. And I remember being new and hearing this stuff and like my pen and pad out. And the guy's like, oh, I mean, J-O-H-N. I'm like, oh, okay. I just forgot to spell his name right. So good tip for guys who don't have a lot of experience. If you hear somebody misspelling their name or going back and respelling their name, or they don't seem like they know how to spell it correctly, you probably have somebody lying about who they are. All right. When questioning a subject about their pedigree information, any stutter or misspell or redo is an automatic red flag. Think about how you would answer someone if you were asked your pedigree information. How about your middle name? Why don't you spell your middle name for me? A lot of guys have a first and last name down, but the middle name doesn't seem to work out. Sometimes I have guys who are like, oh, I don't have a middle name. We go back to the car, put the information in, and wait a second, he doesn't have a middle name. Oh, yeah. Oh, I do have a middle name. You know, it's bullshit. So you got to check these pictures well when those pictures come up, too. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I'm going to go into that. And then are you a junior, senior, third, or the fourth? Why do I ask that? I can't tell you how many times that I've gotten somebody's information. I thought it was very smooth. I thought they knew who they were. I go back to the car. I cannot figure out who they are. I'm calling dispatch. And I'm like, man, there's no record. This guy, I'm not picking up on anything. And then we go back. Hey, man, are you a junior, senior, third, or the fourth? Call back to headquarters. Hey, he says he's a third. Oh, yeah, we got him. You know, he's not wanted. Now, here's another good trick. What is your date of birth? Ask for their age first and come back to the date of birth question in a few more questions. Does it match the age they gave you before? When did you last forget how old you were? Did they change it at all? And remember, it wasn't you who screwed up. It was them. I can't tell how many people I've caught and tripped up on this. Hey, man, what's your date of birth? 11/27/81. Cool. Your address? Okay, what high school did you go to? Just play games with it. You know, just get past four or five questions. How old are you? And then they hit you with, well, I'm 31. Wait, what's your date of birth? Now there's tripped up. You'll start tripping people up that way. I've even played games where I was at a local PD. I've actually gone into, I've walked up to cars and I'm like, what high school did you go to? And they're like, Kennedy. I'm like, what year did you graduate? 02. Oh, I went to Kennedy too. You look so familiar to me. I didn't go to Kennedy. So what's Steve? You Steve? No, I'm Joe. Joe? You Joe Smith? No, I'm Joe Jones. Oh, Joe. I remember you. We weren't in the same grade. Go back to the car, put in Joe Jones. Here comes the information up, because usually we have a record of people who have been arrested before. And there he is, Joe Jones. Now, if they're not wearing a seatbelt or they flip the ash out the window, this is New Jersey for our New Jersey people, where they committed some kind of Title 39 motor vehicle violation for the out-of-state guys, know that once somebody commits that violation and you have them locked in for that violation, it doesn't matter. You don't got to play games with them. They're subject to a summons. We have to find out who they are. If we cannot find out who they are in New Jersey, we are allowed to arrest for that and bring them in. I imagine in other states, it's got to be the same thing. We can't identify you and you're subject to a Title 39 violation on a motor vehicle stop. we're bringing your ass in. All right. And I know a lot of people aren't familiar with that. When you come to the 2-day course, even the 1-day course, I go in depth in that. And I just can't understand why a lot of agencies aren't doing that. We've been directed to do that by the courts. But, you know, whatever. People get nervous. So that's today's tips. I hope everybody learned something from it. If you want to find out when next classes are coming up, streetcoptraining.com. And I have all the dates in there. We're actually scheduling some more dates. And we have big things planned. But if you guys need anything, you want me to do another video? I know some people sent me some obscure requests. And I'm trying to get to those. I've been very busy. My admin is out right now dealing with a family emergency. So I've been trying to keep all the paperwork together. I got to do all this stuff while she's not around. But with that being said, have a great night. If you guys need me, reach out to me.